Beginner's Guide to Warhammer Lore. I'm reading this from ownedcore.com. All credit goes to user Moore Skitter from Warhammer Alliance forums. Warhammer is a fantasy world created by Games Workshop in 1983 to play host to a tabletop miniature war game. Originally intended to be another way for D&D players to use their legions of lead figures, Warhammer soon took a life of its own, spawning books, a role-playing game, computer games, jewelry, a heavy metal album, and even a pub. Warhammer, Age of Reckoning, or War, is based off of the intellectual property that creates the backdrop for these various bits of consumer media. The Warhammer story or background is vast. It begins tens of thousands of years before the current day with the Old Ones, beings of vast power that sailed between worlds on a sea of infinite potential known as the Warp, Aether, or Realm of Chaos. Armed with incomprehensible technomagics and knowledge, the Old Ones raise the races of the Warhammer world from barbarism, teaching elf and dwarf how to draw upon the Realm of Chaos to shape extra-dimensional potential into physical forms, or magic, and bestowing upon them the joys of enlightened civilization. This golden age ended too soon, however, as the Old Ones were exterminated or driven away by things from the Aether, the demons of chaos and ruinous powers native to that realm. Given form and purpose by the warp-reflected flaws of mortals, these demons invaded the Warhammer world, and during the Age of Law and advancement brought about by the Old Ones, many millennia later, the children of the Old Ones continue the battle against chaos. It is important to note that there are many varied implementations of Warhammer lore. None are more right or official than others. To put it quite simply, according to GW, there is no Warhammer canon. Players are free to pick, choose, and research the bits that they like. Where did Games Workshop come up with this stuff? Warhammer's imagery and style are influenced heavily by gritty, classic fantasy authors such as Michael Moorcock, Robert E. Howard, and H.P. Lovecraft, as well as real-world history and a bit of Tolkien. Designers also list influences such as Terry Gilliam, Blackadder, and Monty Python. The Warhammer world is a playground-like amalgam of everything from Napoleonic gunlines to sanity-blasting tentacled horrors to halflings and their giant cocks, depictions of a large rooster that serves as a provincial symbol for the little folk. Those interested in learning more might be urged to pick up some of these older books. Warhammer's roots are clearly evident in Conan, Elric, and Martin Luther. The Warhammer world. The unnamed to its inhabitants, Warhammer world roughly resembles our own. A map can be found here. You can find it in the forum. At the heart of the known settling is the Old World, analogous to Earth's Europe. Here one finds the human nations of the Empire, Bretonnia, Kislev, Brutal Nosra, Talea, and Estalia, as well as the remnants of the dwarfs' ancient empire beneath the mountains. Scattered pockets of wood elves, both civilized and less so, share lands with the empire in Bretonnia. To the south, past the rogue settlements of the border princes and orc-infested badlands, lie trackless deserts. Cut through by the great river Mortis, the ancient dusty realm of Nehekarha lies not as silent as it should be, duly earning its title as the Land of the Dead. Past here, one finds the mysterious human nation of Araby, rife with its prescribed cults and unknown magic, with the dark jungles of the Southlands engulfing the rest of the southern continent. Nothing but sun-mad orcs and the remains of the Old One's world live here. To the east lie the dead plains of the Darklands, choked with the fumes of Chaos Dwarf industry. Yet further east, in the mountains of Morn, are the Ogre Kingdoms. These inhospitable vaults are dotted with the scattered ruins of forgotten civilizations and shaggy prehistoric beasts, pierced in the south by the Silver Road, the sole not-so-safe route between the lands of the Old World and the mysterious Far East. Of the kingdoms of Ind, Cathay, and, this is blank, little is known, other than that the presence of chaos. In the middle of the great ocean hides Ulthuan, the last great holding of the Asur, first and favorite children of the Old Ones. This magic and mist enshrouded isle contains the kingdoms of the High Elves, including mystical Avalorn and stately Etienne. I apologize if I'm saying anything wrong. Recently opened to outsiders by the Phoenix King Finubar, unknown to most of the Warhammer world, Ulthuan is of critical importance. In ancient times, the elves created a vortex of chaos energy, woven of the structure of the island itself. This vortex drained the chaos stuff, feeding demonic legions after the fall of the Old Ones, allowing the elves to fight back and forestall the end of the world. Were this vortex to ever fail, Ulthuan would sink beneath the waves, heralding the final invasion of chaos. West of Ulthuan, one finds the brooding forests and icy mountains of Naggaroth, the land of chill. Now refuge from the Druchi, exiled for millennia from Ulthuan, this is a land as cruel as its inhabitants. To the south is fabled Lustria, where the seat of the Old Ones lies rotting in the jungles. Overseen by things blindly following the edicts of the lost Old Ones, many attempt to enter these jungles to secure the gold and riches within. A few even make it back. Finally, at the very ends of the Warhammer world lie madness and infinity. The collapsed interdimensional gates of the Old Ones spill ether into the material, and thoughts of mortals into the realm of chaos. Surrounding the northern pole gate are the chaos wastes, lands of blended warp and material, realms of madness, eternal war, and the whims of the chaos gods. No one can leave this place entirely untouched by chaos.